This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. David Kushner. He is the medical director at Brightside Clinic, where he has treated hundreds of patients with opioid use disorder. And Dr. Kushner, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Certainly an important topic about opioid use disorder, and really appreciate you coming on to address this. So what actually led you specifically to addiction medicine? Let's start there.
Well, I've been a physician for about 20 years, and I began my career as a hospitalist. A hospitalist is someone that solely treats hospitalized patients. And a patient could be in the hospital for a variety of reasons. And some of those reasons include addiction, trying to get off drugs. And what I came to realize was the hospital setting for helping patients dependent on drugs had some challenges. We had pressures to move patients along and keep the hospital length of stay short. And in some of the programs and techniques we were using in the hospital, the old school way of treating addiction, like drying people out, so to speak, those that had alcohol issues, help them through withdrawal, and even patients with opioid dependency, keep them there for a number of days and sort of medically detox them, was what we were doing. And that's not ineffective, but it wasn't connecting well enough to a program after discharge from the hospital, 3 days later, 5 days later, sometimes more than a week after hospitalization. So I saw this gap in care where we needed to establish an outpatient type of treatment that could get very quick access the minute they leave the hospital, get them in the next day, to begin a program to accept that baton and continue treating patients with substance use disorders. And I joined up with some really visionaries who created an outpatient program to treat patients with opioid use disorder. And that basically means those that are dependent on opioids and can't stop on their own. It's beyond their control and they need additional help. So we created an outpatient program to help them, to treat symptoms, to help prevent relapse. It wasn't difficult in the hospital to get someone over the withdrawal, but the issue was that once they leave, the risk of relapse was extraordinary. And the only choices they had were to go into a one-month program or several months in a residential or inpatient program, for which some patients simply were not able to. They had to work or care for families. And so we created an outpatient program that allows them to remain with their family, even keep their job, but continue treating the symptoms of opioid use disorder. And so that's sort of the transition that I made, and now I balance my time between treating those with opioid use disorder and now going back and working with the healthcare systems and the doctors and providers to figure out how we can avoid creating new cases in the future.
Well, certainly appreciate what you are doing in the space and looking forward to hearing more now. As we know, substance abuse is surrounded by stigma still today. What is the number one thing you want people to know about those you do help?
I would want them to know that substance abuse is not a moral failing. I think when people look at someone who is struggling with substance abuse, they say, why can't you just stop? Why don't you have willpower? They look at people as though this was just a moral failing or a weakness, a character flaw, a mistake, and they don't understand that it really is the disease that develops over time like many other diseases. It's hard to understand that in substance abuse because maybe the initial use was foolish. Maybe it was people recreationally using drugs, but yet there's a greater percentage of patients that weren't recreationally using drugs, but they were just prescribed them for so long that changes occurred in the brain and in the body that cause either physical dependence, and they are compelled to continue using even when it's no longer safe, even in the face of obvious complications and an illness that is very dangerous for them. So simply put, once they develop a substance use disorder, whether it's alcohol or opioids, cocaine, other drugs like Valium, Xanax, using is no longer simply a choice, because there are chemical and brain factors which contribute to people using compulsively, and that's what we need to attack with our treatment.
Now, another question for you along these lines. Fighting addiction is difficult in a normal world, but now after COVID, what about now, and how has your mission changed? Has it changed any, and have you shifted gears since the pandemic began?
We have. Excuse me. The COVID-19 has done a few things. It's created challenges with access. So many of the treatment beds that patients normally would have gone to when they are ready for treatment, there were challenges getting in there because you can't have large groups of people together in treatment facilities with COVID risk, and they have to be tested. These patients are unfortunately often in unsafe places. You could imagine people using drugs, buying drugs, may not socially distance or have the appropriate safety precautions, so they may be at higher risk. So we have to develop protocols that understand that, but still give them the access they need for treatment. And that's been our process all along, is to, we haven't closed a day. We haven't decreased one slot. And in fact, we've been increasing capacity to treat them, because we understand that many of them don't have the usual options that they once did. And additionally, we had to become safer ourselves and look at our processes. We had to develop innovative ways to treat patients who perhaps were too high risk to come to the office. So we developed telemedicine, which actually led to us being able to treat patients even more remotely from us, where they may not have access to a treatment provider. So it was, in a way, fortuitous that we developed these novel ways to reach patients, to keep them safe, to not have them come in an office where they would either be next to someone who could be at risk for COVID, or they themselves could be bringing that risk to us, our employees, other patients. And so we began using telemedicine in certain situations to reach them. And now we have perfected that process so we can go into pockets around the state where there is no one treating these patients and actually find them. We know that COVID has caused unemployment and tragedy, which are other factors leading to more substance abuse, because boredom is the enemy of sobriety, as you know. And so we are able to find those patients wherever they are, start treatment immediately, which is the key to avoiding use. And so I think that COVID, while an incredible tragedy, has caused us to innovate and allowed us to treat even more people.
Definitely some interesting times today, and certainly a challenge mentally with all that's going on. And really appreciate, again, you're addressing the situation with opioid use today. And we are speaking with Dr. David Kushner. He is the medical director at Brightside Clinic, where he has treated hundreds of patients with opioid use disorder. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, for those who may be struggling right now as we speak and want to seek treatment, what is the first step they should take, and what is your advice to them and or their loved ones in these regards?
I would urge patients and explain that it is a difficult disease to treat, even with the best medication and programs. Relapse is often seen, and patients will try, and it's not uncommon to have a difficult start and have some curves in the road and challenges getting patients to a good recovery. It's not as simple as starting treatment and it's magical. I would tell the patients to keep trying, take the first step of making the phone call, and look at different programs. I think we've reached a point where physicians and those that create programs are really customizing them to patients. And in the old way where patients have to fit the program, with COVID, other challenges, and understanding patients better, there are all kinds of ways to treat substance abuse. And I mentioned a few, like going to a residential program or an inpatient program or a partial day program where you're home at night, but you go for treatment during the day, intensive outpatient programs. And then there are outpatient programs like ours that really free patients to continue their life, but still access life-saving treatment. So I would urge patients and family members to investigate all of the possible treatment programs and just do something. If the residential or inpatient program is too much of an endeavor, I would hate for someone to say, well, then I'm not going to get treatment or I just can't, because there is some program at some level that has a chance at saving lives. Because with opioid use disorder, as you know, patients die from that disease frequently, and we have to save their lives. We have to get them in some form of treatment.
Really do appreciate that advice and helpful input there in those regards. It's certainly needed and appreciated as well. Now, lastly, if you could give our listeners three pieces of advice and or recommendations, what would they be?
Let's turn for a second to not creating the next person with opioid use disorder. We talked a lot about treatment, but patients, I would advise them to be very careful with opioids in general. And those opioid medications could be known as Vicodin, Norco, oxycodone, Percocet, codeine, Tylenol number 3. These are Ultram, Tramadol. These are the kind of medications that patients may hear as options from their physician. And physicians and other providers have learned over these years that the liberal use in the 90s may have led to some of this epidemic, the overprescribing or the failure to recognize the emergence of opioid use disorder. And not every provider has the best radar for when this develops. So I would urge patients, if you're going to be on those medications, it really should be for a week or two, the least amount of time possible, and to not overtake those medications, because what happens eventually, it goes from a decision that you make to a situation where the patient is no longer in control of their use. And that happens, a chemical change occurs in the brain and in the body. And one day, without maybe being aware of this, the patient has lost that control. So most importantly, I would say, be very careful with opioids and be honest if those symptoms emerge, where a patient develops symptoms like inability to stop that medication without developing symptoms or other symptoms of opioid use disorder, which are probably too long to go into here. But that would be the main bit of advice on the patient side and the family side, to watch for the emergence of opioid dependence. But other recommendations would just be to be honest with a physician and try to have a good communication with physician about how you're feeling. We want to control pain and want to be compassionate in our treatment. But if things start to go sideways and dependency develops, we need to be honest so that we can get patients into treatment. And on the family side, to be supportive of patients and understand that it is not a straight road, that there are some challenges in the treatment of substance use disorder, and those that are suffering may need multiple attempts, and they need lots of compassion and patience from families so that we can keep them on the right road.
Dr. Kushner, I actually had one more question before you go, and I'd be curious, what have you learned about yourself and or your colleagues during this pandemic time?
I've learned how we are able to innovate. I've learned a lot about the dedication of colleagues who early on we really were concerned about our own risk. We wanted to continue treating patients. We know the need, the urgency to treat patients with substance use disorders. But when COVID hit, there was fear. There weren't the programs in place to access these patients who were at risk for COVID and still give them excellent substance abuse treatment. So we've ourselves have had to really reinvent what we did. We've established safety protocols, and I've seen so much dedication and diligence, flexibility to create new and innovative ways to continue treating patients while remaining safe, and just a whole lot of compassion. And it's been great to be a part of this and really treat many, many patients despite the COVID and not allow that to interrupt our treatment.
Dr. Kushner, really appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. And again, we really appreciate what you do in this space in all regards. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could connect with you and or get more information on Brightside Clinic. Where's the best place online to do so?
Well, first of all, if one goes to www.brightsideclinic.com, that would connect them to our website. And there's a lot of information there, much more than just how to access our clinic, but information about substance use and the programs that we have. Our phone number is 224-205-7866, and we answer the phone 24 hours a day. Because with opioid use disorder and substance use disorders, there really is no time to waste. Because once a patient develops withdrawal symptoms, they have really no choice but to use again. And that's why we have developed this quick access program. So I would recommend that anyone who's interested call, and we would be happy to give information about our programs.
Again, listeners, that website is brightsideclinic.com. Dr. Kushner, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. David Kushner, the medical director at Brightside Clinic, where he has treated hundreds of patients with opioid use disorder. And for all the details and for further information, visit brightsideclinic.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.